Greetings, curious minds. You're now tuned into the further adventures of Shortwave Kitsch. New stories, vintage vibes. If you enjoy what you hear and want to support the weird and wonderful, head over to swkradio.com. There you'll discover various ways to join our community and keep the transmissions alive. But don't worry, we'll remind you about that later. For now, let's tune in.
Hearts full of love and laughter. Turn the lights down, sit back and relax. We'll all share in the fun, the frivolity, and a slew of other F-words. Leave your troubles at the door and forget all of your worries. For the next hour, you've discovered Shortwave Kitsch. Let's start tonight, like we do every night. Let us lift our voices in song for you. The music of the night drifts from the airwaves right into your ears. Purveyors of tunes and tones, and take it away. Of sinfully stunning, talented phenomena. It's Hollywood Hunters. But before we visit our intrepid explorers, a brief word from our sponsors.
Silky smooth.
Yeah.
Well shorn.
Yeah.
Devilishly handsome.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on here?
Sir?
Hey.
You're a businessman, correct? May I make that assumption?
Assume away.
And you need to look as good as you feel, right?
Yeah. What's up with the attractive woman?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
That's Diane. Hey. We'll get back to her in a few minutes. For now, focus on me.
Okay, yeah.
You have clients and need to look your best. You've got to present to the world the best you. You've got to look like $1 million.
I guess so, yeah.
Then you need the closest shave possible.
I mean, I think my razor's pretty good, so.
A pretty good razor just won't cut it.
Oh.
You see what I did there?
Cut it upon, yeah, it's funny, I guess.
Nothing will give you a finer shave than this choice collaboration with Dr. Clutterbuck. He's created the finest in male enhancement.
Oh.
Facial enhancement, that is.
Well, that's some contraption you got there.
You like?
Well, no opinion yet, actually.
Well, Mr. Businessman, meet the finest sawdoodledom skin surface shaver.
The Shaka Zulu shave facer?
Not quite.
Oh.
The sawdoodledom skin surface shaver from the Clutterbuck Institute of a Better Tomorrow. Today.
The Shazam Scooter Booter.
Close.
Okay.
The Sawdoodledum Skin Surface Shaver.
Ah, I got it. The Shapoopy Scuttle Splatter Goose.
Let's just call it the quadruple S.
Oh, that's much easier.
That's the perfect word. Easy. We've got one disassembled right here.
Oh.
It's so simple to use. You just take the main manifold.
Oh, the... Main.
From there, you attach pieces 1 through 4 to their assigned slots.
Okay.
Then you take the forward thruster.
I'm sorry, forward thruster?
A technical term.
Oh.
It's the part that shoves the blade into your skin. Speaking of the blade, we want you to only have the safest, if not sharpest, blades that cut right every time. Whenever you feel the blade dullen at any moment.
Is dullen even a word?
It is. Third person singular simple present, meaning to become dull or duller. Anywho, if your blade ever becomes blunted for any reason, simply press it into the Clutterbuck patent pending razor re-energizer.
It doesn't seem safe.
It says safe as placing a baby in a blender that's not turned on.
I don't know how to reply to that.
Don't say a word.
Oh.
There's more. Once your blade is ready to go, carefully lay it in the cradle, lock it into place, close the security hatch around it, add on the handle extender, wrap around the grip, put on the slick, resistant, no-miss mittens.
Oh, okay.
Oh, don't do that until you spread the demulcent, no-itch, rich, creamy emollient, of course.
Okay.
Then you're ready to go.
Wow. Is that all?
Never been more cut and dry. Literally. Want to try?
It doesn't seem safe, does it?
Try and find out. Flick this switch and...
Okay. Oh! Yeah?
Is that sound? It means it's working.
Okay.
Just place this here and voila!
Oh, okay.
The closest shave you can get.
Wow. Yeah.
Leaves you silky smooth.
Yeah.
And devilishly handsome.
Oh, yeah. Can I kiss it?
Who, me? Well, why not?
Here goes.
Oh, okay.
You okay?
Very okay, now that you're here. Are you from around the area, or...
Where are we?
Does it matter? Hey, do you want to grab a bite to eat, maybe?
I like food.
Oh.
And I love nibbles.
Oh.
Yum.
Well, I can show you my new coffee table. It's cherry wood.
Wood is nice, too.
Oh.
You can purchase Dr. Clutterbutt's Sawdoodledum Skin Surface Shaver at your local drugstore, or have it delivered to your front door from any mail order catalog by check or COD. Just ask for expedited shipping, and it'll materialize as if by magic in just a matter of 4 to 6 weeks. Will you be placing an order with us, sir? Sir? Guess they went to the store to get one now. He must have been excited. Oh, well. Get your Sawdoodledum Skin Surface Shaver from the Clutterbuck Institute of a Better Tomorrow today. Why wait till tomorrow to get what's yours today?
And now, we return to our regularly scheduled program, Hollywood Hunters. There are those that fear the dark. There are those that avoid the shadows. There are those that shy away from the unknown, creepy or macabre. Then there's Patty.
Patty Odd, to be specific.
She'll find what haunts your dream.
I can identify talent, I can.
And she'll do her best to put it up on the silver screen.
More like the silver scream.
Along with her partner, Jesse Ball.
Oh, yeah. Hey.
Away with words, this one.
Jesse Ball and Patty Odd are two halves of the whole that make up Oddball Talent. Hiring all kinds of creatures.
Partial to them creatures.
All sorts of specters.
Who doesn't love a good specter?
All categories of chimera.
Sure, why not?
I don't even think I know what that is.
Maybe you're something that goes bump in the night looking for film work.
Looking for representation? Here, take a card.
If there be monsters, you'll find the Hollywood Hunters. Tonight's spine-chilling tale. Whether Mister or Mischief. We find our fun-loving yet professional scouts of talent in the offices of Fitzpatrick and Gentry Casting.
I can't believe we're getting this late of a start.
Me neither.
This is unprofessional, completely unprofessional.
That's true.
There are a million things I have to do today. How can we be stuck here so early in the morning?
No idea.
You got anything to offer other than yes, Manning?
Yes, ma'am.
Great. We've moved from a yes, man to a yes, ma'am. Will wonders never cease?
I don't know.
A man of fewer words.
Yep.
And fewer ideas.
Sure.
Where are they?
No idea.
I wish I had that information too.
They were scary.
You're telling me. Who are you?
Sheila.
Was that a question?
I'm Sheila. Sheila Gentry.
Gentry. That sounds familiar.
Gentry of Fitzpatrick and Gentry.
Still not getting it.
You're in my office?
Your office?
I own this place. Half of it, at least.
Well, ain't that something? Never knew a dame could own a place like this.
Here we are, and I am who I am.
You don't say.
I do say. Just said it, matter of fact.
I hear you. I'm just not used to something like that, you know?
I'm not used to being made to wait.
Well, waiting no more you shan't. Pleasure meeting you, Mrs. Gentry.
The pleasure's all ours.
That was implied, you dolt. Pardon my dim but lovable cohort and co-worker. We are Patty Odd and Jesse Ball.
Hey, that's me.
Two halves of the whole that make up Oddball Talent.
I know who you are, and it's Miss.
I'm sorry?
Miss Gentry. There is no mister.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No, don't be. You can't be a lady in this industry while someone is nipping at your heels. No mister to my miss made it all possible.
You don't miss your mister. I gotcha.
Shut it, lugnut. Sorry, ma'am.
Now who's yes, mammy?
Oh, why I oughta.
You oughta explain why your client isn't here.
You got it, Mrs.
Miss.
Miss, yes, Miss Fitzpatrick.
Gentry.
Miss Gentry, got it. We will go.
Bring me your client.
Bringing them here, got it.
Or else?
Or else, got it.
Or else what?
I don't know, she was making the threat.
I did no such thing.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you sure?
Never about anything more in my life.
If you say so, boss.
I'm not your boss.
You sure do sound like the boss.
Or at least bossy.
Go.
See? Bossy.
Now.
She still didn't correct us.
No, she didn't. Sure is pretty, though. She should smile more.
A little later, Patty and Jesse make their way across town.
Where are we again?
A grotto in Santa Monica.
Grotto?
Cavernous area. Damp, dark, completely safe, one hopes.
This ain't great.
Not loving it either. Too many rich people here with too many dollars and not enough cents.
Why are we here again?
Seriously? Ain't you never ever paying attention?
Ain't? Never ever?
Come on, Speedy, keep up. We're here to find our goblin friend. See what's the skinny on his absence.
Yeah.
Or her absence.
Yeah.
Is it a he or a she? I really don't know the sexual orientation of our clients.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Maybe sexuality is more a fluid prospect than we give it credit, especially in the cryptozoological sphere. Just in the quote-unquote known world, there are species that defy what we consider known gender hierarchies. Take the clownfish. They're born hermaphroditic.
Who's a what's it?
Hermaphroditic, meaning they are both a boy and a girl in the downstairs area.
It's a fish, yeah?
You're right. I guess I'm thinking of downstairs in a purely bipedal fashion. I suppose it's more of a vertical direction, not an up and down thing. Fish is fish.
Fish gotta swim, birds gotta fly, and I need you to shut up.
Suit yourself.
Who are you anyway?
Oh, no!
What?
Did you hit your head and get retrograde amnesia?
I'm just curious how someone so monosyllabic can be so...
garrulous?
No.
Voluble?
Nope.
Loquacious?
Now you're just being...
cantankerous?
There are days I'm not even sure why we're friends.
Aww.
Who dares disturb my slumber?
Ah! Ah! Holy peanut butter and jelly!
Patty? Jesse?
Yup.
Oh, it's you.
All kinds of me. You know it. Didn't mean to scare you, dudes.
Scared? Who's scared?
There was practically a U-shaped hole through that wall over there, lady friend.
There was no such thing.
If you say so, what can I do for you, taller and smaller?
Well, Mr. Sullivan.
Mr. Sullivan? Mr. Sullivan was my father. You can call me Mallory.
Mallory?
Yeah?
Isn't Mallory a girl's name?
Oh, no!
Excuse me?
Not trying to offend anyone.
Well, you've had success at something you weren't even trying, because I am, in fact, offended.
This was bound to happen.
No, I mean, I didn't mean...
You did or didn't mean? Which one is it?
Can it be both? My intent was not to offend you, but I have obviously done that, so I sincerely apologize. Can we just start over?
You should have seen your face.
What are we laughing about?
I'm not sure. I'm very scared, but kind of confused.
Well, there's nothing to apologize for. I'm mucking around with you, Broham.
I thought...
Thinking necessary. We are cooler than the soon-to-be melted polar ice caps.
Wouldn't that be the opposite of cool?
You insult my intelligence. And right after, she insults my name. A name given to me by my mother. May she rest in peace.
I'm sorry for your loss.
What loss?
Your mother.
She's not dead. She lives in Florida. Have you been there? The humidity. It's awful. Can't get a good night's sleep. Point is, we need to work together. Be cool. Friendly even.
Be friends. We're here to do just that.
Great point. Why are you here? As wonderful as this interaction has been, didn't come down to these slick walls and hollow caves just to jabber with me.
You are correct, sir.
What's your business here, in short?
Business is our business here. We had you scheduled for an audition this morning.
Was that this morning?
Yes, sir.
You don't say.
Said it, meant it.
Didn't mean to make a fuss, kids. How can I extend an olive branch? Wipe the slate clean? Bury the hatchet.
Oh, we get ya.
Kiss and make up.
No kissing necessary.
Oh, and now you're displeased with my appearance. Will wonders never cease?
What? I said nothing of the sort.
Is it my home? Is it a massive set of caves that belch the odor of death and sulfur? Yes, it is.
You call them caves. We like to think of them as somewhat comfortable and congenial. What it lacks in intimacy, it makes up for in charm and the absence of pretension.
Well, thank you. I don't get any many visitors, especially not many who drop by unannounced.
We didn't mean to intrude.
Then we've circled back to my appearance. Is it my nose? It's been ravaged by the march of time and wretched by the battles of my foes. Those that wished me ill and attempted to take the power that I have firmly set inside my being.
Nope, your profile is one that any human on this globe we call Earth would be proud to display on the daily.
Is it my musk? It's not everyone's taste.
It's lovely, really.
You sure? It, for some, reeks of a combination of the musty spores that grow and cover the entirety of ground where I sleep and the rotting wood of a million years that my ancestors traversed over millennia.
I can't even smell anything.
Shame. Some women, like yourself, find it alluring. A sort of aphrodisiac. Irresistible.
Yeah?
Yeah. Ladies love cool Mallory.
Yeah.
Can't get enough. To quote one, your scent is only rivaled by your odoriferous personality.
Truer words may have never been spoken, but we have to be leaving.
So soon?
Too soon. And yet, never soon enough. For our next client, dedication being what it is and all.
I don't remember another meeting.
You don't? We absolutely have to meet with another one of our clients.
You sure?
One of our very, very important clients?
I don't mean to disagree with you, but I'm almost absolutely certain that... Ouch! You stepped on my foot!
Did I?
You did. We were having a discussion about how we don't have anything else on the calendar for today, and then you reamed my foot with yours!
Not sure that's the exact timeline, but we can't let our partners down.
Partners? Ow! You stepped on my foot again!
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Didn't even know it.
Well, if you need to go, there's nothing keeping you here other than your desire to actually be here. And now you've stepped on my foot.
Don't think that happened. No.
Pretty sure it did.
We should be going. Just be there tomorrow, 1 p.m. This is a second chance, not something generally given in Hollywood. It's a tough business.
Sure thing. Hate to see you go. Love to watch you leave.
And on that note...
Patty and Jesse head home after a long day of client wrangling. The next day, they're back in the offices of Fitzpatrick and Gentry Casting.
Today is the day we get our client hired.
I can feel it.
Me too.
It certainly is going to be a great day.
Who cares how swarthy or diminutive dullet of a client is?
Dullet? Good word.
I've been eating a word a day.
Did you say eating?
Yeah. I learned the word from the dictionary, rip it out, and shove it in my face. It's paper, high in fiber. I'm well-read and regular.
If that works for you, more power to ya.
Where is that little troll?
I thought you said he was a goblin.
You should get a part in one of your movies, materializing without notice, all poltergeist-like or whatnot.
I've been here the entire time.
Are you sure?
You sure you're not just oblivious to the world around you?
You've been talking to my therapist, because he says that I'm self-involved.
I think he called you an egotist.
Really?
Yeah, I was taking notes.
I gotta start paying attention to what he says, probably.
Good advice to yourself. For now, let's focus on me, shall we?
Would you like me to take notes?
Not a terrible idea. Item one, where is your talent and my potential actor?
Remind me, just for my records, what is the movie you're making here?
Well, it's about a young man who is terrorized by a goblin after entering his malevolent domicile. The goblin follows the boy home and terrorizes his family and friends. Boy meets goblin, goblin tracks boy, boy kills goblin.
Tale as old as time.
Sounds like a moneymaker.
Yeah, it's schlock, but it's what we do here, make schlocky pictures.
I love it.
Not high art. We're not doing it for the awards.
Oh, who needs prizes? Besides, where will the Academy Awards be in 90 years? Getting one could just be a real slap in the face.
You can't ruin my mood today. Neither can your goblin friend. I've just gotten the finest in French automobile design delivered to my front door.
That sounds fun.
Only the best. It's a 34 Voisin C25 Aerodyne.
Ooh, fancy.
A little bit earlier, Mallory gets distracted by a shiny new toy on his way to the offices of his potential casting.
Ah! I'm the evil that lurks. Lurks. Well then, what have we here? Voisin C25? That's a fine automobile. Delicious. Gorgeous interior. I've heard it has a push-start ignition. But who knows if that's true? I wonder what this button does. The rumors are true and better than expected. Comfortable, stylish, completely unaffordable. My, my, what big wheels you have. And here we go!
Mallory screeches down the road, ignoring all safety markings and speed limit signs.
Fun in the sun! Here I come!
Meanwhile, back at the audition...
A push start? That's bananas.
You know that car that Dr. Kemp drives in The Invisible Man?
This is that same car?
Well, no, but same company.
Still interested.
What were we talking about? Oh, the audition.
What color is your brand new and expensive car?
It's red. Gorgeous. Cherry red.
Mallory arrives back at the studio after a lengthy yet dangerous joyride.
Drives like a dream, but I myself am a nightmare. Here goes nothing. That should do it.
As Mallory is working his nefarious magic on this future classic automobile, Sheila is wrapping up her unsuccessful meeting with Patty and Jesse.
So what's the difference between six cylinders and only four?
Enough about the car already.
I think that just means there are two less cylinders, Patty.
Quiet! Your client still isn't here, and I've got better things to do with my day than just sit around and wait. Despite another failed gathering with you two idiots, I'm willing to call this a wash.
Due to the car?
A car wash!
Sure. Anything that allows me not to be in the same room with you.
You mentioned the Invisible Man earlier. Just think of us as Claude Rains.
The French guy?
I think he's English.
With a name like Claude?
Even with a name like Claude, yeah.
He's British, and I'm miffed, so go.
Going.
Gone, even.
After a long day at the office, Sheila expects a leisurely drive home. Little does she know...
Ugh, I'm surrounded by half-wits. This leisurely car ride home couldn't have come soon enough. And here comes the expected L.A. traffic. Wait, what? What's wrong with my brakes? Oh no!
Sheila is saved from the wreckage, only to be molded into...
A full body cast?
That's rough. I mean, Mrs. Gentry.
Miss
Gentry, that's right.
I know we didn't get to formally introduce our goblin friend. You may not know the name Mallory yet, but you soon will.
Didn't catch that.
Neither did I. Would you mind repeating?
Still not getting it.
Let's just assume that our client, Mallory, the mischievous goblin, will be starting in just a matter of weeks, yeah?
She's moving a hand. I see it. Yes, her fingers on her right hand. Shuffling around, she's holding up a singular digit. She's saying that Mallory is number one, her number one choice.
I don't think that's her index finger.
Not her pointer?
Not quite, no.
Then what could Oh.
I'm insulted. Never been so insulted in my entire life. I'm not sure we could work with someone so crass. I believe we'll mark it up to the pain and drugs, but until you're feeling better.
We'll be on our way.
Good day, Mrs. Gentry.
Miss!
She said, good day.
When Patty and Jesse return to their home after their tumultuous day, they discover that Mallory just might have gotten there first.
Home, sweet home.
You said it, Jesse.
No matter where we go, we can always come home again.
It's a safe haven.
A sanctuary.
A shelter.
A refuge.
It's wrecked. Our apartment has been ransacked.
You don't think...
Mallory.
He...
Or she...
Seemed so nice.
Did she?
Or he...
Seemed nice?
Now I'm not so sure.
There's a note on the door. Silver lining much?
What is it?
I've got a lead. Something about some guy.
Or girl.
Fine. Someone named Baphomet.
Sounds scary. Should we be scared?
Nah, we ain't afraid of no goats.
What kind of troublesome ghouls and goblins will Odd and Ball dig up next?
I see what you did there.
Nice.
Join us next time for those stalkers of the scary, those trackers of the terrifying, those Hollywood hunters. This brings us to the end of our broadcast day. But we can't leave you without a song. It's so hard to say goodbye. We just all smile and sigh. And we all sing.
Until next time, the laughter and the tears, the anger, the fears, we come together until we part. It's such sweet sorrow.
So for now we say,
until next time, we love you.
Until next time, we'll be waiting here on the dial just for you. Good night.
Shortwave Kitsch is a Hat on a Hat production, produced with love and curiosity by Kristen Granite, Maddie Casto-Kobler, Brooke Rash, and Brandon L. Joyner. You can catch our broadcast on popular platforms like Apple, Spotify, or wherever else you find your podcasts. And as we close this chapter, we invite you to stay connected. Maybe you want to see us perform live. We hope that you'll even consider supporting us. Find out how to do this and so much more at swkradio.com. There, you can dig into bonus content, engage in lively discussions, and discover how you can play an active role in shaping the content that you love. For those looking to dive even deeper, check out our Patreon for exclusive behind-the-scenes access and perks. And of course, a heartfelt thank you to our listeners. You make all this possible. Subscribe, support, and stay tuned for more tales from Shortwave Kitsch. Until next time, take care.